What's your name?
Clifton Slack.
But they call you Duck.
Yeah, they call me Duck for short.
Why do they, where'd that come from?
Well, my dad hung that on me when I was just a little kid. He said I waddled around like a duck.
Oh.
He's hung with me.
I'll be darned.
I had one school teacher call me that.
I'll be.
Yeah, she was a neighbor and she knowed me by that name and called me that in school.
I'll be. I didn't know. I thought you'd gotten that nickname someplace along the way.
No. My dad hung it on me.
I'll be darned. How long have you lived? Have you lived in Union County all your life?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been away a few times, but this has always been a home.
Huh. What's your mom and dad's name?
Well, dad's name was Jim Slack, and my mother's name was Rua Slack.
Hmm.
Her maiden name was Tiffany.
Oh. And do you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I had a brother, I had two brothers that died before I was born. They both died young, Bert and Lester.
Hmm.
And then I had a brother, Clifford. He was 2 years older than me, and I had a sister, Maudie, and she was 3 years younger than me.
Hmm.
And they both died the same year. And I can't remember what year it was. I think 1970, something like that.
Oh, right.
Well, I'm the only one left.
So where were you born?
About 4 miles north of Somerville.
Oh.
Out there in the snowdrift.
Did they homestead?
Pardon?
Did your mom and dad homestead there?
No. They bought a place up there for my granddad. He was always dealing around in property. He got a hold of a piece of property up there. There were 40 acres that we went on.
Oh boy.
We lived on that for quite a while, and then Dad got another 40. But he worked out in the sawmills quite a bit. Some of them little sawmills around there, and he was a sawyer.
Mm-hmm.
He worked there and was running that little place, too.
I know my husband said that they take those little like portable sawmills up in the woods.
Uh-huh.
Is that the kind of sawmills he
worked
in?
Well, these were a permanent mill. I mean, they were all set up. You couldn't move them or anything.
Uh-huh.
But they just run with the circle saws and everything.
Did you live you must have lived on a ranch?
Yeah.
Was it a ranch?
Yeah, we lived on a ranch there until I was 10 years old, or 12 years old. And then we moved to Elgin. Well, we moved to Somerville first for a couple of years, and then moved to Elgin.
Was Somerville the size it is now, or was it bigger?
Well, it wasn't much difference. It was a little bigger than it is now. At that time, they had a barber shop, a blacksmith shop, and there was a harness shop there too.
Huh.
That was about it.
Was there a grocery store?
Oh yeah, there's been a grocery store there forever.
And what size was Elgin when you were a kid?
Well, it wasn't as big as it is now, but it wasn't a lot of difference. A lot of Elgin burnt down along there on Main Street.
Oh.
That wasn't too many years ago that most of that burned out.
Yeah. Where'd you go to school?
I went to Dry Creek School for 6 years, I guess.
Dry Creek?
Where's that? Well, that's up north of Somerville there.
Oh.
The old schoolhouse is still there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's up on that road that goes. Oh, up towards Sanderson Springs and up in there.
Is it a wooden building?
Yeah.
I'll be darned. I'll have
yeah, it's just
look.
A little one-room building, but they had 8 grades in it.
Oh,
one teacher took care of all of them.
Oh, I don't know how they did that.
I don't either. Boy, there was a bunch of honor kids there, too.
I bet. How many kids were there? Do you remember about
it? Oh, probably run around 20 to 30. Huh.
And did the older kids help teach the younger ones, or have the teacher do that?
No. Huh. No, there wasn't much on that.
Did the teacher just give you your lessons?
Pardon?
Did the teacher just give you the lessons that you were supposed to do?
They call the class each day, mm-hmm. for each one of us, and give us a little going over. Mm-hmm. See if we learned anything.
Yeah. Do you remember the name of your teacher?
Well, I can remember a couple of them. Fern McInnes was one of them. She's the one that called me Duck.
Oh.
And then there was Bonita Peter. Hmm. And I can't think of that one's name, and I know her well, too.
Well, maybe you'll think of it later.
I might. Probably will after you leave.
Yeah, well, I'll be back. How'd you get to school?
Well, we walked part of the time. We rode horses a lot. It was 3 miles to school where we lived.
Yeah.
And man, them days the snow got 4 or 5 feet deep. Big snow drift. You get so many drifts in the road, the horse couldn't get through it. We'd have to walk over them drifts all the way to school.
So why was the school out there instead of in Somerville?
Well, them days they had little schools all over. There was a park. You have to go to different schools.
Yeah.
I went to Somerville for about a year and a half when we were living there. But most of the kids like out in the country, they all had a little old school out there someplace. They had to walk plenty far then. If they'd put it in Somerville, they'd wouldn't have been able to get in there.
Yeah, it was too far for the kids to live
down. Once in a while, in the winter time, Dad, he'd hook up to a sled, haul us in, but most of the time we walked.
Yeah.
Or rode a horse. We rode a horse quite a bit.
What I like about what you know is that times have changed so much.
Oh, yeah.
When you were a kid.
Hey, you can't believe the way they've changed. When I was a kid, up until I was 10 years old, we didn't have a car or anything. And Dad, he finally traded for an old 1917 Model Ford, Model T Ford. And I can tell you pretty good on it. Dad was out helping him thrash and hadn't been home for a day or two. And Mom said, if we knew how to run that car, we'd drive it to town. And I said, well, I can drive that car, and I was 10 years old.
Oh, no.
She said, you think you can? And I said, I know I can. I've been riding around with Dad, and them old Model T's are pretty simple anyway. And she said, well, let's take it out here in the field. They just got through thrashing the field off. And let's take it out in the field and drive it around a little. If you can drive it, we'll go to town. Yeah. And we took it out there and run around the field a while and took off for Somerville.
Oh, boy.
Made it into them back all right. That was my first driving, and I've been driving ever since.
You can reach the pedals and the steering wheel and off you had I wish you had that.
Well, them old Model T's had 3 pedals on them. One of them was low gear, and the other one was reverse, and the other was a brake. And then there was a lever that you throw it ahead, that was high.
Do you remember? Let me think. So, after you grew up, where did you live?
In Elgin.
In Elgin?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
Well, after I got growing up, I worked there at that mill. Well, that's before Boise Cascade got it. It used to be Ponderosa Pine, they called it.
It was in the same place that the mill is now?
Well, they bought that, but they built on up the road and junked the old one.
So how was the logging different then?
Oh, well, logs, they had logs that big around all the time. They didn't monkeys any of that little stuff.
Yeah.
They really had big logs in the day.
And they brought, by then they had logging trucks that brought them in.
Well, way back there, when I was pretty young, they was logging with horses. And hauling them in with horses. But then they finally started getting trucks, because they wasn't much for trucks, if little Model A's or something
yeah.
like that. Pull three or four logs.
Yeah. Now you talked about the other day, you said that you went to the Pendleton Roundup on your horse. Can you tell me about that?
Well, yeah, we done that two or three times. My uncle, he was an old cowboy and he always made the Pendleton Roundup. So from the time I was about 16, him and I went together. We'd take off from Elgin, a couple saddle horses and the pack horse, and head right over the hills, and we'd make it to Bingham Springs the first day. We'd stay all night there, camp there, and go on into Pendleton the next day, take it all in, and then we'd come back.
How long did it? So it took 2 days to go to Pendleton from here on a horse.
Yeah, a person, if he rode awful hard, he might make it in a day, but it'd be an awful long ride, so we'd make 2 days of it.
So how'd you go? Where were the roads then?
We went right straight west to Elgin there. And there's some old trail that goes up through there and comes out clear up on the summit, where the old summit is up there. And then the old Ruckle Road went down the canyon there.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, it's closed off now.
You couldn't use the road then, but there was a trail down it. Hmm. There was a road up to the summit, and then from there on down, it was just a trail where the old Ruckle Road used to be. So we'd go down it, and it'd come right out there at Bingham Springs.
How long did it take? Did you ever ride the LeGrand on horseback?
No.
How long did it take in a car to go from
Elgin? I rode from LeGrand to Elgin one time. Well, we made it in a day.
Okay. Took all day?
Yeah, that was one time we come back from the Pendleton Roundup. We come through LeGrand here, and then we rode back to Elgin from there.
Yeah. Where were the roads then? Were they?
Well, pretty much where they are now, but they were just dirt roads. When you got down this side of Elgin, you remember where they had that big washout in the highway this side of Elgin?
Yeah.
Well, just this side of there, the road took off and went down, and there was a bridge across the river down there. The road went down around the river from there on over.
Yeah, you can still see that, I think. When you're going down Hamburger Hill into Elgin, and then you look off.
Yeah, you can look off and see the old highway. There's some people live off over in there now.
Yeah.
They used to have a water fountain right down there, and when the kids were little, Vicky wouldn't let us drive past that without her getting a drink. Now they took it out of there because they said the water wasn't good.
Oh, boy. Didn't kill you guys. So did you ever do any ranching?
I worked on rice and lawn, and I never did own one. I worked over at Heppner. Well, I run that ranch over to Heppner. It belonged to Dad's cousin. And I'd worked for him before a few times. But we got laid off the mill. We went union, and the old boy that owned it shut her down. So I went over there and went to work for Hugh, and him and his wife, they wanted to take a vacation, and he just turned it over to me. I run it for 2 years.
Oh. When was that? What, do you remember around that?
Oh, let's see,
years?
It was 45 and 46. Okay. No, 46 and 47.
So that was right after the war.
Yeah.
Did the mill run during the war? Did the mill keep running during the war?
Yeah, it ran, but I was in the service, I didn't. Word.
So did you go overseas?
No. No, I never did get over there.
What?
I was an MP.
Oh.
And I was down here at Camp Adair for a few of the war.
What? Where at?
Tampa there. That's down there out of Albany, Corvallis. I was there all during the whole war.
Were you in the Army?
Yeah.
Did you have anything to do with rounding up the Japanese Americans?
No. We had a few there. We watched, took care of, but we didn't have anything to do with rounding them up.
So you were down near Albany during the Second World War.
Yeah.
How old were you around the first? How old were you during the First World War?
I was 39 years old when I went in the Army.
Oh.
I was in there 26 months, I think.
Huh. Were you married then?
Yeah, I was, but I wasn't when I got out.
Oh. And when did you marry Irene?
1940, I guess.
Oh. So where did you live then?
Well, I lived up on the side of Pumpkin Ridge there above Elgin. But right after we got married, I moved up to LeGrand and went to work for the old man Tyler. He had a dairy.
Oh.
And creamery.
Oh.
And he had a couple of ranches out there, and I worked out there for him, but I couldn't get along with the old devil very good.
Oh.
Finally quit, and after I quit him, I finally went to work for Bechtel Brothers. It was construction out there. I worked for them for 4 years, and then I went to work at the mill down there, and I worked there till I retired.
Oh. In Elgin?
No, the one down here. Boys and Cafe.
So you lived on Pumpkin Ridge for a while. Where was the dairy at?
The dairy?
Uh-huh.
It was on the old hillside road that goes in here from LeGrand. Just out of there, about a mile out of town, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But where I lived was over there back of the truck stop.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a big house sits back in there that, well, it used to be way high, but they cut it down. It's still two stories, but they cut it down to where it's not like it used to be. But it sits back in there, right back at the truck stop.
Boy, I know there's some old houses back there.
Yeah, I worked there for, well, I went to work there middle of the summer, I guess, and quit him in the middle of the winter.
Oh, what did you do? What did you do for him?
Well, I put up the hay and stuff like that, and fed stock in the wintertime. Done some building on some of these buildings around there and stuff.
Did he have a lot of cattle?
Well, he had a lot of milk cows. He run a big dairy over there, but I didn't work on that. He had another guy running that.
But he didn't sound like you put up with him for too long.
Well, old Beverly. You never have your check ready for you. You're supposed to pay off once a month. I usually make 3 or 4 trips in there to get my check, and that got kind of tiresome. And he'd come out there and he'd tell you to do something. He'd say, just do it temporarily.
Oh, yeah.
And I got fed up with it finally. And then, I don't know, he got a little peeved at me about something, I guess, and another guy that was working with me there, he asked him if he would take my place.
Oh.
And he told me about it. So I went in there and told that old boy. I went in. I said, well, my check. Well, he said, I haven't got it ready yet. I said, well, my God, you better get it ready, because I said, I want it all right now.
Yeah.
He said, what do you mean? I said, well, I'm quitting. I want it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you can't quit me. And I said, well, I can. I said, well, you just tried to get another guy to take my place here, and I know about it. I said,
yeah.
I'm done. I quit him in the middle of winter, and we moved over here in Bill Carson's house.
Oh.
We was over there for about a year and a half, I guess, and then old Lynn Williams owned this place. The house used to sit down there.
Oh, it did.
Where my saddle room is. At Anyway, it was all run down. It was a heck of a mess. I rented it from him, and then he kept on wanting me to buy it, and I didn't have no money. I kept telling him I didn't have enough money to even make a down payment. So he kept at me, and finally I said, well, you let me cut some of them logs off of that hill up there and turn the money over to you instead of a down payment, I might do it. I said, okay. I bought it that way and paid $35 a month for the rest. Then this freeway come through here, and they took quite a chunk off of it, and they paid me enough to pay off the whole place.
Oh, well, that's good. So where was the road before? Where did it go? Because I know they moved
it. This is the old road coming in here.
Oh, just right in front of
your
house.
Yeah, I just went right out
here.
And went around the place there. It swung over there into that road that goes to Rob's Hill.
Oh.
It made a corner and swung into it, and then it went around. Right around that road and next to the railroad all the way down to the...
And I know Leroy Bushman said that they moved the river at one time. Were you here before they moved the river?
No, that was a long time ago. That river, years ago sometime, come clear around through Matson's.
Yeah.
But I don't know how long ago it was. See, there was a mill over there in that flat, and they had a pond over there, but the river was still coming this way when that mill was there, so that was a long time ago. But then my uncle was up here one time, and he said, they changed it down here right through my field. He said, you should run down there through my field, and that they filled it all in and run it around the hill there. Well, it's been changed a lot, I guess.
Yeah, evidently.
Well, there was a dam in up there too, and when that mill was there, you know.
Yeah.
And they took it out. But I don't remember that because I wasn't here when that mill was there. Well, I was in Elgin. I can remember a mill being there, but I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah. So, when did you say you moved to Perry? In 1940?
Yeah, well, 41, I guess.
Hmm. And you lived in Harold Carson's house?
Yeah.
Well,
in Bill's house.
Bill Carson.
Yeah, that's right. Before they remodeled it.
Yeah.
They wasn't living here, they were living in Elgin at that time.
Yeah.
I rented it from him, and I had my horse, and I was able to keep him there and everything.
Yeah, there's quite a little chunk of land there.
Yeah.
To have a horse. And I don't know how much Perry has changed.
Well, it hadn't changed all that much.
Yeah.
I can't see a lot of difference in it. Remodeled a few houses and whatnot, and that's about it.
Yeah. So, tell me about your... I know you won your... did some calf roping.
No, it was team pinning.
Team pinning.
Yeah.
And that, when did you win that buckle?
That was in 91, I guess.
How old were you then?
Well, about 80.
I know, I think that's incredible. How long have you been doing the team pinning?
Well, I started about a year before that, and I team pinned up until about 2 years ago. Finally had to quit it. I couldn't. Didn't get on the horse anymore.
Oh, yeah. I can't get on a horse now.
But I done pretty good at it.
Yeah.
Nothing big, but I stayed up to the best of them.
Yeah. Have you ever done any other rodeoing?
Oh, years ago I used to ride a little bit. Never nothing big. Used to do some of these little rodeos.
Yeah.
But I broke horses all my life. From the time I was 10 years old.
Oh,
my granddad brought a 2-year-old colt out there for us to teach one time, and he said, you can just break that horse for me. He always called me Tom. He had a nickname. I was Tom and my brother was John.
Oh.
He said, you can break that horse for me, Tom. And I said, okay. And he didn't think I would. So I broke him for him.
Huh.
He had that horse for a long time after that. He rode it back and forth to town. He lived out there a little way in Elgin. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I've been at it a little ever since.
Yeah.
Till now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you've been at it a long time to
yeah.
me. And you've always ridden horses, too.
Oh, yeah.
You? Always had horses.
Yeah, I monkeyed with them ever since I could get on one.
Yeah. So when did you buy all the land up on the hillside here at Perry?
Across
the freeway.
Part of it come with this place.
Oh.
50-some acres up there come with this place. And then Leo Paulson owned the old pine cone down there. And that was do you remember it?
No, uh-uh.
Well, it was a motel deal at that time. That's where those cabins come from there.
Where was that?
Well, it was right down there where the truck stop is. Just this side of the truck stop.
Huh.
And the highway took him out, and he sued him. He didn't do much good. He only got $1,000 more than they offered him, and then they wouldn't take that hill land.
Oh.
So he sold me that hill land up there for $700.
Oh,
man. 116 acres, I guess it is.
What?
So
I got that. Good. So let's see what else I can. I guess if you remember any memories from when you were a kid or a teenager growing up and what it was like. And
well, it's a lot different than it is now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was your house like that you grew up in?
Oh, it was just a four-room shack.
Was it like a wooden-framed house?
Well, it was one of them that come together up the top three, four ways.
Mm-hmm.
It was just an old house, about what you could say.
Yeah. What type of thing did you have to do to help around the house, help your dad with it?
Well, we used to have to do an awful lot on the outside, you know. Dad wasn't there half time, my brother and I put up hay. There's the two of us, and I was just 8 or 10 years old, I was helping him. One time we were coming in with a load of hay, of course we had horses and wagon. My brother was driving, I was sitting up on top of that load of hay, and he ran over a little stump about that high, and it sewed me in the hay.
Oh.
I fell off of there and broke both of my arms.
Oh, no.
Didn't break them bad, but it broke them. And Dad is out on the thrashing machine, and Mom, she loaded us up in that old Model T Ford and took us out there to see Dad, and he looked my arms over, and he wanted to know if I could wiggle my fingers, and I could, and I said, they ain't broke, you can wiggle your fingers up. Sent me home, and I just put up with it.
Huh. They just healed on their own, huh?
Oh, yeah.
How?
I couldn't use them. They had to feed me there quite a while. But that's the way they did things then. They didn't rush you into the doctor.
Didn't go to the emergency room or anything, yeah.
Well, it had to went clear to LeGrand.
Yeah. Was there a hospital then when you were, or just a doctor?
Yeah, the old ran around hospital. They used to sit there, get you. Well, they got a rest home or something up there now, I think.
Yeah. Just as you
come
into
LeGrand. Yeah,
he
used to sit there. Yeah. But I was in that old hospital a long time. I got shot when I was 12 years old. That's when we moved, the same day we moved to Somerville.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He shot you?
Yeah. Crazy kid. We went hunting. He had a 410 shotgun, and got back to town, just in the outskirts of town. There's another kid there I knew well, and he wanted me to go downtown with him. So I said, okay, and this crazy Johnny, he said, no, you're going home with me. Well, I said, no, I told Rex that I'd go downtown with him. So if you do, I'll shoot you. He just hauled off and shot me. Shot me right in the arm of that thing that far away.
Yeah.
And they just, the whole thing hit that arm. I think there's 9 of them here in my ribs.
So when did you lose your arm?
I don't know how they ever saved that arm. That was just that bone that just broke off and turned around like that in there. And them pictures, they didn't have penicillin or nothing else them days, you know. See, they brought me out of it. They was for over a year, but I couldn't use it at all. My dad, well, I went to the doctor for a long time there, and they'd give me ether all the time and work that arm. And that damned ether was about to kill me. And well, I told Dad I wasn't going back up there no more.
Yeah.
He said, well, if you don't, I'm going to work it here at home. I said, okay. So he worked that arm for over a year there. He'd set me down and take that arm and ram it up here as far as he could and then pull it.
Oh,
and man,
boy.
I'll tell you. He made an arm out of it. It's not right yet. I mean, now I can't move that hand sideways like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's as far up as it'll go. And it's a little bit stiff.
Mm-hmm.
I've always used it, never had any trouble. But I went through an awful lot with that.
I guess. Jeez. For heaven's sakes. And what did they do to the boy that shot you? Nothing.
They didn't do a thing with him. They never even investigated it.
No.
Now, they arrested him quick.
Yeah.
But them days, they didn't pay much attention to anything.
How long were you in the hospital?
Well, I can't remember just how long I was in there, but I was in there quite a little while. And then after, when they let me out, there were some people that we knew real well that they had lived out there on a ranch beside of us. They had moved in and they lived right there where that motel is now, that Greenwell.
Oh, yeah.
There was a house right there and they lived in that. So they offered to let me stay there. I had to see the doctor every day, if it's a matter. And so I stayed with them for a couple of weeks there before I went home.
Boy, I didn't know that.
But I,
kids are...
Well, I went to school there in Somerville and wrote left-handed.
Oh, yeah.
I got to where I could do pretty good at it.
Where'd you go to high school?
I didn't go to high school.
Oh, you didn't go? How many years did you go to school?
Just 8.
8?
Yeah.
And so the school that you went to was like 1st grade to 8th grade?
Yeah, but I went to Elgin after we left there.
Oh.
Well, I went there for a year and a half at Somerville, and then we went on to Elgin. I finished up down there the last 2 years.
Was there a high school there in Elgin?
Oh, yeah. Well, I started to go to high school and paddling around up along in my uncle and I saddled our horses up and went across the hill.
Oh,
I never went back.
So what was the Pendleton Roundup like in those days?
Well, it was quite a bit like it is now. Probably a little more modern now than it was. Well, it's quite a bit more modern. They've got chutes now for their horses that buck out of them. They used to saddle them up right out in the middle of the arena and snub them up to another horse. They didn't handle chutes at all. And they had two different deals. They had a Northwest champion and a World champion.
Oh, they had a World champion even back then?
Yeah.
Oh.
But they also had a Northwest.
Uh-huh. And did the Indians come in like they do now?
Oh, yeah. I think maybe more so.
Probably.
Yeah, they had a big deal.
Yeah, probably got pretty wild.
Yeah.
Did you ever ride in the Pendleton Roundup or do anything in the Pendleton Roundup?
Well, yeah, I just rode bareback. And I tried a couple of them Bremer bulls and I changed my mind about them pretty quick.
Yeah, yes. did they have was the Pendleton Roundup in the same place it is now?
Yeah, it's the same place. They've changed Happy Canyon. It used to be up toward Townmore. And now it's right there by the rodeo ground.
Yeah.
I worked in that Happy Canyon on one deal, and old Ben Jury from over at Union, he put that on for several years over there. I had a big gray horse. Heck, I broke him myself when I was just a kid, and he never bucked in his life. You want to know if I could, if I'd let the cavalry ride that horse? The cavalry was in there, and a bunch of Indians come through shooting. And I told him, "Yeah, go ahead." And he had me help hold a big team of horses. The guy was had on a covered wagon there, and they done that shooting. He wanted me to help hold them. I was out there holding them horses, and that old gray horse come through there. He let a ball out of him like a bull, and he throwed that guy clear across that arena.
No.
Old Ben, he's kind of mad about that. I don't know what the hell I was getting him a horse like that for, and I said, "Hell, Ben, I said I broke that horse when I was 10 years old."
No.
But he sure bucked that guy on there.
Oh boy, he didn't like the rider, didn't like all the commotion.
That shooting,
the noise, yeah.
Man, they were just shooting the devil out of one another. And he didn't like it too good.
So, let me think. So after you lived at Pumpkin Ridge and you moved into Perry when you...
I moved out there on that ranch out there, back of the truck stop.
Yeah.
And then I moved from there up here.
Oh. And you've lived here since 1940.
Yeah.
I'll be darned. I didn't realize that. And when did you move the house from where it was to where it is now?
Well, that was in 59, I guess. That's when they put the freeway through here. They was getting within 16 feet of my front door out there, and I told them I wasn't going to put up with it. And so they finally decided, they said they wouldn't move it, but they'd pay to have it moved. So they paid a guy to move it. Yeah, I think it was 40 or 41, wasn't it?
And how many kids did you have?
Well, we had a set of twins to start with, and we lost them.
Oh.
And then it was just, well, I had some stepkids. I had three stepkids, and one of them died a few years ago, Donna. But those twins only just lived 2 or 3 days. I lost them. And then Vicky and Terry, that was all.
Oh. Yeah, I know, of course I know Terry, and I know Vicky a little bit, but and I kind of know your stepkids, but, you know, haven't been around them too much, so.
Well, Donna, she hadn't been here for a long time, and she went up from Seattle, and she died here a few years ago. And Frank, he moved to Utah someplace. Mm-hmm. He got married again here a while back. He moved up there. Mm-hmm. And Lenore, she's been over in Idaho for a long time. Her husband died here just about a month ago, I guess.
Yeah. Yes,
she had kind of bad luck with her husband. She was married to Rene Myers for a long time and had a couple of kids by him, and he got that incurable kidney disease. His mother died with it, I guess, and he got it. And they had him on a kidney machine there for a year or two, and then they took him down to vets there in Portland and gonna give him a transplant. They gave him the transplant, and we were down there the next day after they give it to him, and he was just feeling fine, and they said it claimed the kidney was working already. Mm-hmm. But he was just tickled to death. The next morning he was dead. He got pneumonia right quick. They lost him, and then she married this other guy. He was a rancher over there. He was a real nice guy. They were both were real swell guys. That married him, and darn if he didn't die here a while back.
So when you moved to La Grande, what did you do for a living then?
When I moved to La Grande? out there in the back of the truck stop in that old dairy house there. And I worked for him for a few months, and then we moved to Perry, and I got a hold of Becker Brothers. They was starting up this construction outfit, and they said, yeah, they'd give me a job. It'd be a month, such a matter. So I just got unemployed till they started up, and I went to work for them.
What'd you do?
Well, I drove Captain and tractor. They had a tractor that they had done their own cement mixing, and I'd fill that cement mixer with that tractor and stuff. And then when we wasn't doing that, they had me carpenter. Now, I never was a carpenter.
Yeah.
Worked at it.
Yeah. So that and so this was right after you got out of the Army?
Yeah.
A little while after you got out of the Army?
Well, no, let's see. That was before I went to the Army.
Yeah. That was in 40.
Yeah, that was. I was working for Boise Cascade when I went to the Army.
In Elgin?
No, up here.
Oh, in here. Was the mill where it is now?
Yeah.
That's been there a long time.
Oh, yeah. It's the old August Stang built that mill there. And he retired. Boise Cascade took it over. I went to work for him just at the same time they took it over. I worked for him for 22 years, I guess it was.
And what'd you do at the mill?
I was a fireman in the boiler room.
And what did you have to do when you...
Well, they had 11 boilers in there, big boilers. They fired them with sawdust, hog fuel. And it kept you busy walking up and down that deck checking all them fires all the time.
Yeah. Did somebody have to shovel that into them?
Yeah, you had a helper that done the shoveling.
Yeah.
Well, when the mill was running, it just run straight into the mill, but at night, you had to have a helper. And then if you had to fill up at noon or something like that, you had to run a helper out there. And then the last 2 years I was there, they had some steam turbines back in there that made electricity. And the guy that was running that, he retired, and I got his job, and I run that for 2 years. All I had to do then is just sit there and listen to them turbines whine, and I'd have to get up once an hour and write down all the kilowatts and stuff like that. And if the mill broke down or something, you'd have to shut something down. Most of the time, I just sat there listening to them whine.
Yeah.
That's why I can't hear good today.
Oh, yeah, I bet that was.
I didn't have sense enough to wear earplugs like they do now.
Oh, I know. They didn't even think of those things back then.
Oh, Jeff, he wears earplugs every place he goes, practically.
Yeah, I know. But around that machinery.
He can hear.
Yeah.
And I can.
So the mill had the boilers. First the boilers.
Yeah.
And it made steam power for the machinery.
Yeah, and also for the kilns.
Oh.
They had
the kilns.
A whole bunch of them big kilns over there. We had them with steam. And at one time, the whole mill run on that steam before I went in there. Went Stang on it. They had a great big engine there to run the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
And they went to electricity when Boise Cascade took over.
And they had their own electric mill there then.
Well,
electric
they make some
plant.
Of it, but they never did make enough to run it. It was times, though, that they would sell a little of it. Most of the time, it took all that they made and a little more.
Yeah. It probably wasn't as big as it is now, though,
was it? Oh, no, they've improved it a lot.
What kind of machinery put the logs on the belt to put them
into
the mill and
they had a,
get them cut?
Had a chain run down to the pond, and there was a guy who worked on the pond there, and he had a long pole with a hook on it, and he jabbed them logs and pull them up into that chute.
Did they dump all the logs into a pond then?
Oh, yeah.
And they didn't have a mill yard like they do now.
Well, I think they still use that pond.
Yeah, it's still there.
Yeah, I think they still use it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one thing, that pond voices a log, didn't it?
Yeah.
And, I don't know. I'm sure they still use it. But then, in them days, they had two head rigs, band mills, and they just practically done away with them now. Well, they use them, I guess, to square a log up, and then the rest, they just run it through a gang saw of some kind there, and it all comes out in pieces.
Yeah, and everything's computers now.
Yeah.
So after the Army, after you came back from the Army, what did you do? Was that when you worked in construction? No, you worked in construction before.
No, when I first came back, run out of tape.
Yeah.
Now, when I first came back, I went to work at the mill for a while. And then we got, that's when they set it down there, and I went over to Hefner. And I run that ranch over there for a couple of years. And then I come back over here and went back to work for them.
Oh, at the mill.
Yeah.
Can you remember what it was like during the Depression?
Oh, yeah.
How old were you then, right?
Well, I wasn't very old, but I can remember.
Did it hit pretty hard around here? Did people grow their own food? And
well, we was on that little ranch there, and they raised an awful lot of stuff to eat. And Dad worked out a little bit in them sawmills and whatnot, make a few dollars. But it was pretty tough. After I got a little older, I can remember a lot of them. It was still pretty bad.
Yeah.
And my dad finally got a job on the section down there in Elgin, and I think he was getting $3.04 a day.
Oh,
and that, of course, that was pretty good money them days.
That's a railroad?
Yeah. He worked there for quite a little while. You know, things got a lot better. He went to work in the boiler room over there at the mill. But up until then, boy, he had a pretty rough time of making it.
Yeah.
But people didn't seem to mind it so much. They never had anything to start with.
Yeah.
If it had hit now, something like that now, it would be terrible.
Yeah.
But people weren't used to having a whole lot, and they got along with what they had and what they could get a hold of.
Yeah. Did you grow, I suppose you had a garden?
Oh, they always had a big garden, and we had fruit trees, and raised our own spuds, and had our own beef, and
yeah,
all that kind of stuff. So we got by all right.
And the hunting, did you go hunting?
No, I never started hunting until I was probably 20 years old or so. Not anything. Oh, I hunted birds and stuff when I was a kid. I had an old black dog that used to get an awful lot of these little rough grouse.
Uh-huh.
And a big grove of trees in there back of our barn. That old dog would go out there and I'd hear him barking, and I'd go out there and he'd have a bunch of a treat up there. I had a little, it was a .44 shotgun. I never saw another one. It was about like a .410, but they're just a little different. And I'd take it out there and knock one or two of them out. That's about all the hunting I'd done them days.
Yeah.
Well, I might shoot a few squirrels.
Well, and stuff. I suppose you'd have to go out. It's not like it is now that you can jump in your rig and go up in the mountains all you have is a horse. horse.
No, you'd have had to win a horse back.
Yeah. There's a lot, I think there's a lot more game here now than there used to be, too.
Well, yeah, there is. Hell, when I was a kid, my dad milked quite a few cows, and he'd just run them out on the range up there. He'd just open the gate and let them go, and us kids would have to go out and hunt them cows if they didn't come in at night.
Yeah.
I said, I walked all over them hills looking for them cows and never see a deer, elk either. I never saw an elk them days at all.
Yeah.
And very few deer. You'd go up there now, you'd see a, see them every night someplace.
Yeah. So your mom and dad, where did they come from?
Well, Dad was, he was born down in Crawfordville, down in the valley.
Uh-huh.
Mom come from Utah. She was a Mormon, but she didn't follow her. She was in here with that bunch when they, about the time that they come in here and started that sugar beet factory.
Uh-huh.
And then that, oh, that little Mormon settlement out of town now, what is it? Mount Glen.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was started by the Mormons.
Did the sugar beet factory, did the Mormons start that?
Yeah.
Was that theirs? No. I've heard about that, but I didn't know that.
Dad worked for him a while. He was a foreman in it, and he got hurt in there real bad. There was a guy, a drunk guy, come in there and raiding the devil, and Dad told him to get out of there, and he left, and he come back after a while, and Dad was down in the boiler room doing something, and that guy jumped him, and he had a knife, and he cut my dad off bad in the leg. Dad kept kicking him back, and he cut him and cut the artery in his leg and everything else. And another guy ran in there about that time and jerked that guy off of him, and darn near lost him. He lost so much blood that he finally come out of it, and so he didn't work there anymore.
Do you know why he came up here?
Why what?
Why your dad came up here from the valley?
Well, his dad moved up here when Dad was just a little kid. He'd been up here ever since.
Yeah. I suppose they had to come up in a, like a buckboard or something.
Yeah, some kind of a wagon.
I wonder how long it would take them.
I don't know. Take quite a little while.
And where was the road, like from LeGrand to Pendleton?
Well, it went right up by here. Went up to Hillgard.
Oh.
And up over the mountain there.
Oh, I didn't know that. I wondered why Hillgard was there. So it turned off there at Hillgard and went through Hillgard?
Yeah, it went right through Hillgard.
Oh.
There's still an old road up through there, I think. It's an old dirt road now.
Oh.
It came out up on top there. This side of Meacham. And I think it went around through Camila. I know it did.
Oh.
And then up to Meacham.
Oh, yeah. That's why Meacham is there, too. That's part of the old road.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because I wondered how people got across those hills, you know, where the highway is now.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, mountain after mountain. But it must have been smoother up there, not
well,
as many...
It's just a gradual grade they had around it going up through there. It's pretty steep.
Uh-huh.
But, well, that time we went to Pendleton in that old Model T truck.
Oh, man.
Took us 2 days of going over and 2 days of coming back. We come back by toll gate.
Oh,
that way.
So where did you stop to spend the night?
Well, that first night, we spent it up there at Dead Man's Pass. And we had a lot of fun of getting up there, up here around Hillgard someplace, if I remember. I was only 6 years old, but I can remember it well. Run the fan into the radiator on that old Model T and started leaking water pretty bad. There was another old boy with us. Well, that was that McKinnis woman. I told you he was a teacher, her dad. And he was pretty handy fixing things. He whittled out a bunch of wooden plugs. plugged as best he could, and Mama had a box of, or a sack or something, of rolled oats, regular oats he eats. Uh-huh. So they poured a bunch of that in the radiator and plugged them up. And we cooked them all the way over the hill. You could smell how they cooked them old Model T's. If any other car, they would have burned up in a little bit, but them old Model T's, they just keep going no matter how hot they got. Huh. And we went across it. I guess I think they got it fixed up over there in Pendleton.
Quite a trip. Yeah.
I've got a picture of that someplace if I can find it. I was working with a guy that was, he was with them other people in that other old car. He and I were working together when I was working for Bechtel down here one time. And I was talking about that, and he said, you know, he said, I think I was on that trip. And I said, oh, I didn't remember it. And he said, yeah, he said, I think I got some pictures of it. He brought me a picture the next day of my mother and dad and I and the old guy that took us over there on that old Ford truck. It didn't have no cab or anything on it, just flat.
Oh, man.
And hard rubber tires
behind.
But anyway, he gave me a picture of it, and I've got it in there someplace.
Oh,
find it one of these days, I'll show it to you.
Okay. Yeah. So people didn't travel very far unless they had to.
Well, it was, you know, it was all dirt road all around. I think if I remember right, we had to ford the river a time or two going up through here.
Oh yeah, I bet, the way it winds around there. Huh. Do you remember when they paved the roads?
Yeah, I can remember. I didn't live up there at that time, but I can remember.
Was it in the 40s?
Yeah, I imagine. I can't remember just when it was. Now that road that goes to Tollgate, my dad worked on that, and he was using a team and a scraper on that road, building the right-of-way. He worked there quite a while.
So the scraper would work like a grader does
now?
Yeah,
it'd be dirt with it. Pull it over and dump it someplace.
I wonder... I've never seen one of those. I wonder if they...
Well, I've helped run them. They're hard work.
Oh, yeah.
One guy, they had a handle on the back of them. The guy was helping, he had to hold on to that handle. Boy, once in a while, they'd hit something solid, and that handle would flip you right over if you didn't turn loose.
Right. So did you have to walk behind it to hold the handle?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And then when you got wherever they wanted, you flip up on it and it was dumped.
Did one guy handle the horses?
Yeah.
Walk beside the horses?
Yeah, one guy drove the horses and he had a helper on that thing.
Yeah. And I suppose did they use dynamite to dynamite the big rocks and stuff?
Yeah,
like
they
that?
Had to.
Yeah.
Now they go up there with them big cats and rippers and stuff and they don't have to dynamite a lot.
Yeah. I suppose that's why the roads curved like they used to, because they didn't have the equipment.
They just went the easiest way.
Yeah. Well, that's quite a steep climb up over Tollgate, too.
Oh, yeah. But there'd been an old road up over there for years, that old Rucker Road. That wasn't Rucker. No, that wasn't Rucker Road. But there's an old dirt road up over there, because that's where we come back to Pendleton. It wasn't much of a road, if I remember.
Probably just a trail. Because doesn't the Russell Road kind of take off? You know, Tollgate goes straight, and Russell Road takes off to the left a little bit.
Yeah.
So when you worked in construction, what kind of things did you build?
Well, we built a lot of stuff. We built two of them schools up there. One of them was a high school.
Oh.
We built Lynch's Garage. awful lot of houses. Up there on that street that goes to the hospital, up there, putting all them houses on that side of the road.
Oh, yeah. Where was the high school where it is now?
Yeah.
They have the old high school there, and then they built onto it, but you know, there's a high school.
Well, and that school up there, just below the hospital there, we poured all the cement in that. There was somebody else in the building and poured all the cement in.
Well, there used to be an old, wasn't there like a one-room schoolhouse there?
Yeah, I think there was. I can't remember.
That was, even when I was there, I think they had that, they had moved the old schoolhouse up kind of by the where the hospital is mm-hmm. now, and then they must have taken that off from there to
I guess.
Build houses, so. Yeah. Okay, well, we'll quit there. If you remember anything else you want to talk to me about, let me know.
Oh, okay. And,
now, how old are you? I forgot to ask you that.
I'm 89.
Okay.
I'll be 90 the first of the year.
I'll be darned.
If I get that far.
Oh, I'm sure you will. You'll probably outlive us all.
Well, I don't know.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Well, you bet. Well, then you're good.